Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Poise. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Doby moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Poise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poise hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Fox moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 0-for-1 in the game. Poas takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Niemann moves to third. Poas moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pyburn pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Patton now catching. Jim Pyburn now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing first base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Miranda moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miranda scores. Gardner moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Lawler to Aparicio covering second. The throw back to home, and Gardner is out at the plate. Williams moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Patton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. One out. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Poas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Pyburn hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. There goes Doby. The throw from Patton to Miranda, and Doby is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Northey pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Patton and he is safe. Landis steals second. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield pinch runs for Ron Northey. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pyburn. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Hatfield moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Patton and back to Kell, who tags Aparicio for the out. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Poas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Zavarink now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zavarink fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Pyburn strikes out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.